Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, taking a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Hello from Fauci Land.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up from Fauci Land, stylies?
Yes, we're coming in from Fauci Land.
Yes, me too, Fauci Land. Me too.
Michael,
well,
Michael,
you're probably
Michael,
wondering why I'm saying Fauci. Okay, I got it. I got COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone probably, yeah, a bunch of people saw it online. I posted about it because I had to cancel a show. I got COVID just like the rest of you guys.
you had to complete the trifecta, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was alarming how many people were like, you did it. You completed the trifecta. It's like, well, I didn't want to do this.
Yeah. It's so funny just how weird, you know, when Jeff got it, I'm like, when I got the text, I was like, holy shit, Jeff has the disease. And it was already very deep into the pandemic and we had our shots and everything. Yeah, so even then I was like, wow, this is late. And then I got it after that. And then you getting it. So it's just so funny that it's like, yeah, they got us. We tried to hide.
Well, those like stats that were, early-ish on in COVID being like, it's not, you know, if you're going to get it, it's when. I was like, I'm not going to get it. I'll put the mask on and I'll avoid the thing. But you got it. I got it at Thanksgiving.
So, you're sure?
It's active in you right now.
You caught it from a turkey?
I got it from a turkey. He was a southern turkey and he didn't think he wanted the government telling him what to do.
But Mike, you were with other people with COVID early during quarantine. I thought you were immune.
Yeah,
That's what I thought too. But
you had so many run-ins. You were my house guest when I had COVID, and you never got it.
Never got it. We spent every single moment doing the same exact thing that week.
A lot of breathing exercises, right in each other's.
I had two family members have it, or get it. They didn't have it, and then I saw them. They got it, and then I tested, and I had it too. But tomorrow is my last day of quarantine.
That'll be fun.
Big plans?
No, for the quarantine, just still doing what I'm doing, sitting around. But then the next day, you know, probably nothing to do. I had a show to do on, so tomorrow's Tuesday, on Wednesday. And I feel like a day out is like, I don't want to be in a packed room with people. And
right. Also, even if you're not like infectious anymore, your body is still just like took a little bit of a wallop.
Yeah.
I don't know how your experience has been, but I feel like I was still like clearing out my throat and nose.
I still am.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hear that I'm still stuffy. But I think
you never lost the taste or smell?
No, but you know what's going on big time for me? My fucking tooth is killing me. I got toothache like crazy.
I don't know if
it
that's
was really
listed,
bad. Well, I don't know. You know, they don't know. Wait, this is such a mysterious disease.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people's teeth falling out, eating too much Snicker bars.
Yeah. But I want to go to the dentist, but I can't because, they're always going to be like, put their face right in your mouth.
Right.
So that's what I'm dealing with here. So I've lost some weight because I'm eating like not a lot of food or soups.
Well, what are you eating? Like, you're not having like your typical fusilli with ham chopped up in it, or your broccoli dates chopped up in it, or
tall glass of milk on the side, gravy all over the whole thing,
potatoes with pickles chopped up in it.
Yeah, I had to avoid doing that. Also, haven't really had a drink in a while either.
Hey, that's nice.
Which is also probably good for me.
We'll take care of that, won't we, T?
Yeah, don't you worry about that no more.
Don't you worry, we got you, baby.
No, I'm saying I like it.
Oh. I hope I never have a drink again. No, you're going to drink with us.
You got to be with your boys.
Yeah, so that's that. But does that seem, that seems like I don't want to go into a small basement room. It's at Union Hall. And be
This 10-day thing, it's not an exact science. They're saying 10 right. days. And if you don't have a fever on day 10, and if your symptoms have gone down, then my doctor said I'm not contagious at that point, but I don't think you want to go breathing right up people's noses immediately.
Right. As I don't want to have a COVID on the holiday season.
Here's what's weird is you got your booster. It hadn't even really taken hold yet. You got COVID. So now you're about to have more antibodies than anybody on earth, you know, because
I can't believe you were freshly boosted.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. And it was the boost takes at least a week, I think, to start.
Right. And you were boosted 3-4 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know if it was Omicron?
I don't think so.
No, they never tell you.
If it was, nobody told me.
Yeah.
My doctor if you want to know your variant, you can go to a special hospital and get a special test. And I was like, fuck off. Much like they say on Succession, fuck off.
Woo. Oof. Yeah. Fuck off, kiddo.
Yeah, we're actually those kinds of guys. We'll say hey, you mind if I fuck off? Yeah, you fuck off. Oh, by the way, it's fuck night at the fuck off factory.
Yeah, fuck the fuck off. What do I care? Jeff, are you caught up on Succession?
No.
Are you at all interested in doing that?
Are you going to spoil me?
No, I will spoil you as soon as you give me the green light, my man.
I'll spoil it rotten down on Rodeo Drive.
Diamond tennis bracelets, new Jordan pumps, whatever you want, buddy.
I'm a kept man.
Anytime you say the word, we're going shopping.
I got a bank account ready. No, do you want to watch it?
I do want to watch it. I saw the pilot. I really liked it.
Oh, you're that far back. Okay.
And I just...
Don't bother.
I'm not watching shows. I skipped Squid Game. I'm not watching Succession, but, you know, I respect all these shows. I love them.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about shows, Jay. You want a good ranking of how to prioritize these shows, you come to your boy Tim, because I'll tell you, I love Succession. I watch it. I don't think you should watch it. If you're not drawn to it, don't watch it. But
what? Oh yeah, if you're not drawn to it,
who against all odds? I mean, I'm a comedy snob. I like to walk around saying there's nothing good anymore. Nothing's good.
Comedy snobbity.
But can you believe the shit we have this year? That in 2020 we got ourselves a fucking. We had already got the new season of I Think You Should Leave, and then what do we get? New John Wilson. New Joe Pera, new Pen 15, all at the same time. That's what you're going to spend your holiday watching, Jay.
Yeah, man.
I got to watch Pen 15. I it's like the second season,
when's Pen 15?
Sorry, third season, second half.
It's back.
Kyle's show's coming out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, check it out, y'all.
So watch all that. Watch Succession if you want to see a bunch of people, saying, I'm going to fuck you over. No, I'll fuck you over. And do I like the show? Yes, but come on. You could live without that.
Right.
Well, I love the show, and you should get up on it as soon as possible.
I got a little Tim on one shoulder and a little Mike on the other shoulder.
Yeah, I've got a little halo and saying, Jefferson, you are a nice boy. You mustn't need to even watch that. Hanford saying,
you mustn't dabble.
Watch the fucking thing. Fuck off.
I'm coughing all over you.
Well, I only watch Sopranos now. That's the show I watch.
I haven't watched Sopranos in a long time.
Yeah, I
took a break.
Go away and come back. You know, I want to digest it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is anybody prescribing anything on that show?
Hmm. I don't know. I'll have to find out. But I have to hear a show is good for 10 years, and then I'll watch it.
You should check out The New Normal.
What was the show, Jane the Virgin? Is that any good?
You can watch Rodney. You can watch Inside Schwartz. There's all kinds of stuff you can watch.
What's Inside Schwartz?
It was Breckenmeyer was like,
kind of
in the days of Scrubs when it was cute to have a guy have little visualizations in his life. Inside Schwartz was like a multicam sitcom, and he'd be on a date, and then a referee would be like, foul ball, or something. I don't know. Really, an umpire would say foul ball, but...
Was Jane the Virgin, was that a good show or not a good show? I don't remember.
So good.
But was it considered a good show? I forget.
No. It was garbage for idiots.
Whoa.
Well,
no offense. Idiots love garbage.
I'm watching John from Cincinnati.
John from Cincinnati. I'm watching that that show that all the horses died in.
Glue?
Luck?
Luck. Glue. Yes, luck. You're disgusting.
Guys, enough fucking shit chat.
Ah, thank you.
From shit chat to chit
chat. Let's get into the bit it, bip, bip, bip.
I'm bopping it.
Oh, I just hit my ankle. Let's get to booze news.
Hit it. Bebop booze news. Bip, 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 bip.
This fucking guy is annoying.
Damn, that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
That's Booze News Ooze by Bobby TBD.
Ooh, that's a cool damn, name, Bobby TBD.
Yeah.
Is that like a DJ name, you think?
Yeah, I think so. It sounded like some French touch.
Yeah, but...
Who's that, a band?
That's just a genre. That's like the French disco, French house.
Well, I liked it. Maybe I'll listen to more French touch.
Mm-hmm.
Touch, French.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a little French tonch. And if you've got a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
We've talked about this before, but that was one where, you know, I want to like be like, oh, this is cool, or laughing at it, but sometimes it just works right in with the song there. And Jeff, you right on the beat, you went, ooh. And I was like, will there be more oohs? I was like, oh, no, that was just Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's weird when you play it back and it's like, we're laughing and commenting on it, but then in the booze news drop, we are laughing and commenting. So
right. It's
just muddy.
That's why I cannot stress use filters, people, so they distinguish the song from our voices.
Yeah, that's what you need the steady hand of Bobby TBD to guide you through that stuff.
I like that name. I might start using that name around my DJing sets in New York.
I don't think you could use that name because it's taken.
That's
Bobby TBD. Well, my opinion on that is TBD.
I'm going to go by Timmy BBD.
That's good.
I think I'm going to just start using that. No, I'm just kidding. Bobby, it's all yours.
Okay.
That's pretty big of me.
Yeah.
Top story of booze news. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You heard about this? Cardi B has launched a boozy whipped cream.
Whoa. That's nuts.
Cardi B.
If it's up, wop, wop. that's not the name of it. That was just me exclaiming. It's called Whip Shots. It's vodka-infused whipped cream. It comes in vanilla, caramel, and mocha flavors. It can be used as a topping, or it can be taken as a shot.
Ooh, that's cool.
You know, she's doing like a sexy thing with that. That's cool.
I don't see it. How so? What do you mean?
Timothy.
Yeah, you should go to whipshots.com. I mean, it's a porno site. I can't believe this made it through my firewall.
Firewall. That's good. I can't believe we haven't said that yet. Talk about fireball for a fucking year here.
This is cool. This looks real cool. Everybody check it out.
That's a cool idea because everyone loves whipped cream. They love to shoot it out the can. Plus, I'm sure people want to get the nitrous hit at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a bad combo.
I didn't even really think about that in there because they're kind of saying whip shots. You finish the cream and then you got a little whip it right there. Hey,
what's it called? Whip shot?
Whip shot. Vodka infused. Man, they look good.
Whew. So 10% alcohol by volume. So that is... you know, 20 proof. A beer is like 5%. A strong, strong, strong beer would be 10%. So you would, you'd get tanked if you sucked down a bottle of this stuff, but just having it frapped up on top of your hot cocoa is,
how much volume is that really?
You might feel it. Yeah. I can't really tell because it's going to have a bunch of air in there.
Hmm. How much, wait, sorry. How much, what was the ABV?
10%.
Ah. All right. I'll do it.
Is that it for Booze News?
Oh, I would just one last thing to quickly mention is I mentioned the show John Wilson. I mean, How To with John Wilson on HBO.
Yeah,
really good show. And this season,
really good show.
Stop.
I'm not saying.
Well, you did say it. This season, there is an episode How To Appreciate Wine, and it's a master. I would call this it's a masterpiece of an episode. Did you? A slopheads should take note because it's about wine. But Michael, did you notice the opening song in that episode?
Oh, let me see. I can't really think of it. What was it?
Yellow Bird.
Oh, neat. I didn't. I didn't.
That's your whole thing, Mike.
No, I know. You know, look at me. I'm leveled by COVID. Give me a break.
You're more about getting up into that tree.
Yeah. And not coming down.
No, that's good. I'll go back and watch and say, he was right. Tim was right. Wazoo.
It's an Arthur Lyman song. Mike, you played it for us on the Yellowbird episode of our show. And then I heard the song at Eva Anderson's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And now crazy I try to get away had, from like, all
three
that.
Things in a row.
Whew. Yeah, I was so stressed out. I try to watch some John Wilson to get away from it. Yeah, what happens? Yeah. Yellowbird.
That was I won't spoil anything, but those are some crazy things in that episode. Before I say any more, let's close Booze News.
That's it for Booze News.
Whoa! Hey. He's back, baby. He is back. Back again.
I started season one, but I haven't watched the wine one yet.
Well, that's season two, episode two. You understand?
Oh, season two, I mean. I haven't seen the wine one yet.
I was watching that yesterday. I was like, what a fucking, it's a great show, but what a crazy thing that it's a TV show. There's no person you're looking at. Like every other TV show that's popular is like, you look at somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty much what TV is. Hey, you want to, hey, viewers, want to look at this guy? No. How about this lady?
No. Okay.
No.
Well, again, then change the channel. TV add this one. This one's going to talk. I saw something on Hulu. They got, it's called Puppy Christmas or something like that. And all it is like a living room set up for Christmas with a Christmas tree and some puppies in there all around.
Be honest, is it cute?
If you're into that type of thing, I am.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I want to talk about the drink of the day.
Ooh-wee.
Oh! That's what I want to do. Folks, today we're talking about poinsettia punch.
Ooh,
this is one that I've made my damn self several times. And you know what? Everyone loves it. It's a crowd pleaser. Tim, you've had it. Tell them how much you like this stuff.
It charmed me. Because it was Thanksgiving weekend and it was on theme and it was a good drink and it was garnished to the nines.
Nice. That's the main draw, to be honest. We'll get into that. Now, had you heard?
No. I'd never heard the word. I mean, I've heard of punch. It's something I'd like to do to you two every once in a while.
For what?
For your behavior.
Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit, you fucking lock and load over here. Yeah, right.
Dude, I'd send you straight to the planetarium, I swear to God.
Well, folks, what we're dealing with today is a champagne punch of sorts. In my digging, I searched for poinsettia punch, origin, poinsettia punch, history, nothing. Just everyone had recipes, and they said, well, it's been around as long as a cocktail's been around, so just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I said, I'm not some dipshit fucking recipe blog. I have a hit podcast. That doesn't satisfy my thirst for knowledge.
See, even Jeff, I'm on the same podcast. If I met that blockade, I would say, I'm turn around, go home.
No.
I'd be done. I'd say, there is no history. Let's drink.
No, Mike, I know you'd be relentless.
Not for this stuff.
Not for this stuff. Okay. Well, so I did a little digging, and I just looked up, like, champagne punch. How long's that been around?
Oh,
hello.
And what I learned is the first champagne houses were set up in the first half of the 18th century.
Ooh.
And pretty much from thenceforth, there were champagne punches. An English recipe from 1819 for Regent's Punch was supposedly created by Prince Regent. And it had all sorts of wacky crap. But basically, people have been adding things to champagne and making these party punches for a long time. The problem with a champagne punch, as it's served, is that it goes flat quickly because of the wide surface area of the punch bowl.
Right.
Ah.
Yes.
That's what gets us into the boom of champagne cocktails. It's basically the same idea, but the single serving means less place for the air to escape.
Mm-hmm.
A smaller sort of radius on your vessel.
Mm.
Dang. The earliest documented reference describes a champagne cocktail with ice and bitters, saturated sugar in Panama in 1855. The recipe was published in 1862 by Jerry Thomas.
Hey. Okay. Where have I heard that name before?
Sound familiar?
Yeah, wait, what was it? Was that hot buttered rum?
Fucking everything. This guy's all over the place with his
Tom Collins, this is the guy, man.
The Tom and Jerry, supposedly. He
supposedly,
lied.
But not really.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yes, supposedly on that one.
Now, certainly you're familiar with Joel Roberts Poinsett.
Yes, I am, after reading the Wikipedia page.
The first U.S. ambassador to Mexico in 1828?
Huh.
That's right.
Well, you see, after visiting an area south of Mexico City, he saw what later became known in the U.S. as the poinsettia in Mexico. It's called Flor de Noche Buena, or the Christmas Eve flower.
Oh.
So that's kind of crazy to me that, like, poinsettia doesn't really have anything to do with Christmas other than it's red and green.
Yeah.
But even then, down in Mexico, they called it the Christmas Eve flower. Huh.
What? Well, yeah, I think it's funny. Does it like bloom around Christmas?
In don't know.
I think it's kind of funny that a guy went to Mexico, saw a thing that they had there, and they
had
already
it.
Had it. And then he just named it after himself. He can't do that. This guy's he's kind of like a bit of an Amerigo Vespucci guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it seems like maybe he didn't name it, but like he loved the plant so much, he sent a bunch home, and they were like, back in the U.S., they were like, yeah, these are poinsettias. So, in effect, same deal. So that's all there is to know about this drink. And if you know more than me at home, you better email the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, or start your own podcast.
Yeah, start your own damn podcast.
Yeah, because we would love to listen. Now, hey, I got a question.
Yeah, yeah.
You're about to tell us how to make it, and I was just wondering, in my little brief poke around, when after you made me one, I said, maybe I'll make one, and I looked around. I was mainly seeing it as a big punch in a big punch bowl. Does it feel like that's what you mainly do, but you could make a single serving, or you can make a big punch bowl, and it doesn't even matter? You do you?
Yeah, this one feels like there's a lot of different approaches. Basically, the delineations are there's ones that have vodka in them and ones that have more of a Cointreau deal with them. They all sort of have champagne and cranberry and oranges garnish and rosemary.
Ooh.
So they all kind of look the same, but I was seeing vodka versions and Cointreau versions. This one is a vodka version. And I made the first batch when you came over for Thanksgiving. That was like a batch. But three people polished it off pretty quickly. And then I just started making them individually. And then as the night went on, would you believe I sort of made up the proportions? You know, as long as the glass has a little crayon, a little vodka, a little champagne, that's a poinsettia punch.
I agree.
Yeah. And if that glass is half full, well, my friend, you've got the Christmas spirit.
Yes. All right. So let me tell you how I do it. One part vodka.
Ooh. Okay. I'm listening.
Two parts crayon.
Two?
You lost me.
What I do here is you pre-mix them and cool them. Get them nice
Hello.
And cold. You know?
Okay.
Whatever you mean, you want to put them on ice and shake them and strain them.
Well, you can do that, but don't do it before you, don't do it after you add the champagne. You can't shake the champagne, Tim.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that I'm going to make this drink right now and I have not pre-cooled anything, so.
Ah, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Stir. Okay, one part champagne. Now, I got my recipe originally a year or two ago from like this Happy Harvest site or something like that, and it did not call for Saint Germain. Now I looked again, and suddenly they're calling for Saint Germain. So I'm thinking that maybe they got themselves a little sponsorship. They're throwing that name in there or something.
But that's elderflower.
That's elderflower liqueur.
And are we doing that, or is that just an alt?
I don't have that shit, so I'm not doing it. And then also,
I have that shit, but I won't do it if my boys aren't doing it.
Well, it would only be a splash, because in the big punch bowl version, you're only putting 2 ounces in. So if you're making one, we're talking a splash.
Okay. So that don't matter.
Garnish, cranberries. I do 3 because I like the numbers, the numerology of it. Orange zest and a rosemary sprig. So I take that sprig, right? You put it in the palm of your hand and you give it a little. Whack. Wake it up.
Ooh, call me daddy.
Give it a little whoosh, give it a little spank before you throw it in that drink.
Yow!
Spank before the drink.
Now, what about that orange zest? What are you doing with that?
See, I do a little expression over the rim and get those oils flying through the air.
Yeah, the rosemary, I give a little spank. The orange, I put in a headlock.
And the cranberries, I'm giving a fucking pile driver, dude.
Here's the I ordered some of this stuff on Instacart today. I don't remember pulling the cranberries out of my little bag that the guy gave me. God bless it.
No crayon? Like the actual cranberries?
The cranberries, yes. Got cranberry sauce. I might have them. Let me just relax for a second. Here I am flying off the handle. I might have them.
What am I going to do with all the extra cranberries, Jeff? I bought a big bag of cranberries just to use 3? Oh.
Eat them.
Mm-hmm.
eat them. Mm. Yes, eat them.
So I should just become a weird guy and eat them?
Well, Tim, it'll be good for your UTIs.
Great. I got like 3 or 4 of those right now, so that would be good.
Yeah, just stuff them in that little twig you got floating around those underpanties.
that little thing I call a pee hole.
That little excuse for a, well, anyway.
Well, folks, what do you...
This guy's hung like a light switch over here. Do you want to put cranberry? Okay, all right.
Well, you want to get started?
I do.
Yes, I just had one question before we do. There was a lot of champagne talk going into this. Ooh. Do you think that during this episode, one of us might make a Drake joke?
Oh, because his Instagram name is Champagne Poppy?
Yeah.
Okay. I probably won't, because I didn't even think, no, that was his name. Or that didn't come to my brain first.
Yeah. Good job. I'd say it's unlikely for me, Tim.
Great.
All right.
So it's up to you, Tim. It's up to you to make this joke.
Shit, now I got a lot of pressure on me.
Folks, we'll see you in a bit. Enjoy the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Talking poinsettia punch.
Ooh.
Let's see him.
Oh, yeah.
Looking good. Look at that. Look at this. Look around. Oh, Michael.
I mean, the look is the thing. That's yeah, the what this really thing. Has going. The reason I found it in the first place was like, oh, I'm going to a party or I'm having a party. I need to have something that looks cool. And it, well, the taste we'll discuss. But the look is unparalleled. Look at all that junk in there.
I didn't have the sage. Couldn't get it.
Rosemary.
Didn't have that. I have a ton of.
And you went with a nice big orange wheel on there, huh?
Yeah, I figured I never do this, and I said I got the orange. Let me throw it on the side there. But you're supposed to put it in the drink, right?
Doesn't matter. Well,
I think it's actually kind of customizable.
I love that. I love that.
Well, shall we sip?
Yes, I had some questions about my construction, but I think we should sip first.
Yeah, let's sip and then we'll talk.
To all the sippers, enjoy.
Okay.
Ah. Punchy.
Michael, I sense some ennui.
He sighed.
You are very perceptive. Young Tim. I don't like champagne. Now, there's champagne in this drink.
Not much.
Not
much.
I love, well, not the way I make them. Done of it.
Oh, your own private mix?
I love cranberry juice. I love it. Ooh. And I wish I was getting more of that.
Mm-hmm. And it's vodka and cranberry. You're like almost at your beloved Cosmo, and then we're throwing you for a loop with the champagne. Yeah.
I didn't do the dash of triple sec. Maybe I'll do that next time. Maybe the champagne. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is bad champagne, I'm sure. But there's something. It's just that champagne in the back saying, "Oh, I'm here too." Well, I don't like it. You know.
Yeah. Well, hey, save a little something for final thoughts, will you?
No, he might have a change of heart as the drink gets warmer.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean to say, yes, I could have a change of heart and I probably will. But that doesn't mean to say, Jeff, that I don't like you, the guy who brought this drink to us, and you love it.
Hey, much appreciate.
Much obliged.
Is a friend of my friend my enemy, or the friend of my drink of my friend?
Oh boy,
yeah, the drink of my friend. Pass me that drink, friend.
Put my friend of me. Put my friend of me in my friend zone.
Well, I think I could use a little more bubbles in mine. I don't know if I don't know if the proportions were exactly what I was rocking back when we had that party. Mm. But Tim, I want to hear.
Mine's
from
not
you.
Bubbly at all.
Yeah, mine's not bubbly at all.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat a cranberry. Let's see how this goes. Pow! I shit my pants. Just cranberry.coop.com.
Just cranberry.coop. Now, could you, Tim, hold up one of those or Jeff, if you have one. His camera's fuzzy. Can you hold up
cranberry? I'm fishing one out. Hold on.
I've only got craisins. That's what I got.
All right, here you go. So it looks like a grape.
It looks like a grape. And is there a pit in there?
Is there a pit there, Tim?
Brad Pitt. No,
no,
there's no pit.
Huh. And does it taste good?
No.
A cranberry by itself does not taste good.
It is sour or bitter. Oh. It's one of those.
So this has not a pit, but seeds.
Ah.
Where Tim, did you experience that?
Is seed.
Just like a, there's like a bunch of dirt in it, or like a, yeah, not dirt,
some,
seeds.
Yeah, there's some crunchies going on for sure. But I mean, God, look at that garnish. And I got to say, as far as getting swayed by the smell, this is the best smell for a Christmassy thing. The rosemary smells like pine needles and it's putting me in the Christmas tree zone. But then at the same time, getting a whiff of the orangey zest that I have expressed, orange and and rosemary at the same time, dude.
You like that?
Great. And then for the drink, I like this. I like champagne. I like cran. I like vodka cran. What I need to do is figure out. I've got a temperature problem where this thing is a little too warm.
Yeah, me too.
And I said to myself, Timmy, I was gonna take my cran juice was cold in the fridge, but my vodka was room temperature vodka. So
burning hot.
I was gonna put them in a shaker and shake them up, or put them in a mixing glass and mix them up with ice to get them nice and cold.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But then I realized that would also dilute them. So I said maybe on round one I should do the letter of the law. I mean, this is Jeff's recipe. Jeff's a guy who likes things to the letter of the law.
I'm a cruel taskmaster.
So in doing so. Like, how did you guys, did you go straight into the glass with, like, you said parts. So I decided to go 2 ounces of each. And then because I hadn't pre-mixed my first two parts, I kind of didn't know what the fuck to do. The only super cold thing was the champagne. So I'm kind of looking at a room temperature vibe here, but that's because I was making a single serving and I wasn't prepared. I think if I were having a party, I'd make a big picture of this and everyone would be happy.
Yeah. Right. I also think I would put I would have the champagne already in the fridge. I did not have that.
Oh yeah. Also, that was at the party, I had the vodka straight out the freezer.
Mm. Uh-huh. That's nice. Here's what I would do. Big picture of the vodka in the cran. That's in the freezer or the fridge. And then as you're making them, you're pouring that into people's coupe glasses and then you're topping it off live with the champagne.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne poppy.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Jeff, did you use any triple sec or anything fancy?
No. No, sir. That'd be good. Because, you know, we talked about the Cointreau aspect. I love Cointreau. You know how sad I was to find out that there was a Cointreau version out there? Come on. But
broke your heart.
I don't think that you just add it willy-nilly to this. I think that there's the vodka approach to this, and then there's the Cointreau approach. Now, for round two, I'm going to sub out the vodka for gin.
Mm.
Ooh, because like it's something idea. I saw online, and as of now, I'm out of vodka. So if I'm doing another round.
Oh, yeah, and anything you see on the internet is a good idea. Yeah, everything on Wikipedia is true.
Yeah, I watched some of those jackass videos on YouTube. I wouldn't try that.
Let me ask you this. Punch bowl, holiday, Christmas punch like this. Mm-hmm. It's got me thinking about holiday parties. I was over at Jeff's recently and you hosted a splendid affair. And then, you know, I talked about.
At the new place?
Yes.
At the new place.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm thinking our experiences with holiday parties and booze. I believe I told the story on the pod here one time that I went to the Funny or Die party and in Hollywood and I ordered
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack. And the bartender said, hey, what was that? What is that? And I said, it's Captain Morgan and Jack Daniels looking for like a big laugh. And I didn't get any laugh. And they're like, do you really want me to make that? I said, yeah. And I think we all know that.
I'm not laughing, am I?
This story ends with me barfing up Pink's hot dogs all night long.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then also I feel like there was a UCB party when I lived, the same kind of thing living with you guys, but then dating Jessica by UCB. I feel like there was a party where I said, you know, here's what I'm going to do. It's New Year's. I'm not going to drink a bunch of beers. I'm going to pour myself one big glass of tequila and just sip it all night long.
Oh, but yeah,
and
right.
If I sip I don't want to get too drunk. So if I sip this one big glass of tequila for many hours, I'll know that this was my whole night of drinking. But that toppled down the throat, followed by a few others. Next thing you know, the guy's barfing again. He's face down on the pavement.
Phew.
This guy is
unconscious.
Get a
closer look at that grouting.
Yeah, there's a weird thing where, like, when the LA City Council, if they need to know, like, how their sidewalks are around town, they'll ask me if I've gotten drunk recently. And if
they'll
I've
give
gotten
you a
look at it.
They'll give you a big glass of tequila.
Should we do any regrouting in Los Feliz? I'm like, nah, we're pretty good.
Hold on, guys. I can't. I got a big weekend. I can't be doing this.
Oh.
Yeah. This isn't bad. It's getting better.
I've got to admit, it's getting better.
Gotcha. Hey, save that for the blowout this past week. We did the Beatles and the blowout. Oh, that was a good one. If you're not a Patron,
be a Patron.
Get on the blowout. You're missing some good stuff.
I'm going to eat one of the needles of the rosemary sprig and see if it's divine.
Oh, no. That's like what a dog does. That's what That's what animals, that's what pets do.
I feel like a dog right now.
You'd be good in that puppy Christmas show.
That was stupid. Why'd I do that? It's like a spicy leaf.
Why do I do this?
Does it taste like anything? Probably tastes like it smells, huh?
The delicious taste of rosemary, but like way too much of it, way too fast, and it's spicy and I feel like a dog.
No, you just want a little hint of this on some popcorn.
Rosemary on popcorn,
Yeah, Trader Joe's has that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They also got those Marconi almonds.
Oh, they also have those triple ginger snaps.
Snap, snap, snap.
Snap, snap, snap.
Did you guys ever hear that poinsettias were poisonous?
Not true, but yes.
It is not true.
They irritate the stomach.
I looked on poinsettia Wikipedia, and the last line of the intro is, exposure to the plant, even consumption, most often results in no effect, though it can cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Yucko.
Ooh. Nasty.
So, now, how am I supposed to say this word? I say poinsettia.
I say poinsettia.
Should I say poinsettia?
I say poinsettia.
Poinsettia? I say poinsettia.
Well, let's see what Wikipedia says.
Hey,
well, there's no T between the N and the S. The T's come much later.
Years later. No, I mean, that makes sense, too. Here, I'm going to put it in the Google pronunciation. How to pronounce. Spelling is terrible.
We did this once on the blowout, and we went, when we wanted to hear Anderson .Paak.
All right, let me see if I can get this going for you. Here you go. This is what Google says.
Poinsettia.
Oh. Tim Stiley's.
I'll do it slow.
Poinsettia.
It sounds like she's being rude there, like about poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Poinsettia. Well, that song Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
I never heard that. What's
poinsettia.
That?
Poinsettia.
Funk?
That's a Christmas song.
Say it again.
Percy the Puny Poinsettia. You've never heard of that?
Never heard. No, that sounds like a damn fun song that I'll be playing this Christmas Eve.
It sounds like they ran out of like things to write Christmas songs about, and then they were like, poinsettia? And
that sounds like the Christmas donkey one, too. Isn't there a Christmas
Dominic?
Donkey? Dominic the donkey.
Is Dominic similar to Percy, where like it's this beloved Christmas symbol, but it's puny? They're kind of taking a cue from Rudolph, being like, we love Rudolph, but all the other reindeer made fun of him. You're kind of making an underdog of your subject.
Yeah, I wonder when that. I'm gonna look up that poinsettia song.
I'm gonna do a song. It's called Tim's Christmas Prick. Hey, he looks puny, but he's got a lot of heart.
He's gonna save the day, but oh boy, he's so small. God, he's small.
Yeah, when the chips are down, he'll come through.
Hold on, I'm not seeing any goddamn.
My drink's warm, Jeff. This needs a big cube in it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right.
If it were a punch, surprised? if you were ladling this out of a punch bowl, you could plop ice. You would first put ice in your glass, an old fashioned glass, and then you ladle this in. But then the bubbles are the issue. You can't have the bubbles out in that big bowl.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. This was what I'm seeing. It was done by Elmo and Patsy is the name of the group. And it's on the same album as Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
No shit.
Huh?
Yeah. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
So this is a joke song that I thought was real?
Is a joke song? Well, I don't want to read all the lyrics right now.
I'm going to fucking play it.
Give it a play. We're talking about it, aren't we?
Hey, it gets people talking.
Percy the puny poinsettia, hanging his bloom in dismay. If they had just kept him wetter, he'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other plants better. Now he's alone on the shelf.
This sucks.
Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's a real stretch.
Huh. Well, I guess we gotta blame Mammy and Peepaw for that one.
Yeah, that one, that doesn't have the magic of Dominic. Hee-haw, hee-haw, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Well, do we do another round and try and fix these things?
Yeah, I'm going to do another one.
But what are we going to do differently? What have we learned?
Here's what I'm going to do. More champagne, more ice, and gin for fun.
Okay.
I'm going to follow you down that gin path, and I'm going to do I'm going to add triple sec and less champagne.
Tim?
And ice.
I'm going to blow your mind here.
Keep
this thing's going on. I'm serving this on the rocks like an Aperol spritz.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a one big cube in my glass here.
No, I'm going to have a big old glass.
One big cube in the glass now, baby.
I'm going to get a big, fat wine glass or something, maybe a rocks glass. Who knows what I'll come back with, but it's going to be icy.
Oh, you should use a German Stein.
Ooh. You know what I'm going to do? Collins glass.
Ooh, Collinsworth.
If I ever meet Tom Collins. Sloppy boys.
It's tall, and the tight cylindrical spout isn't going to let all the bubbles out, you know? Keep my bubbles in.
Yes,
that's
we've learned
what
this
was
about
going
highballs.
On with... What drink was that? It was the a drink in Argentina. It was the Coke in Argentina.
Oh, the Fernet Branca.
That's right.
That
is often served, I guess, Fernandita. In highballs. Yeah.
Right. If you that's the general
new every
rule.
Day.
Bubbly stuff should have a small opening on the top of your glass. That's why champagne flutes are shaped as such.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
Well, I love it.
Folks.
I love it.
We'll be right back after these messages.
So the science works on this one. All right.
Trust the science.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with round two. Let's see him, because I feel like this is going to be a boom for us.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good. Have a look at these.
Beautiful.
Ooh, I'm spilling. Whoa.
Duddy, you got a nice, a beautiful, tall highball there.
Yep. And I did I shook with cubes and poured on fresh cubes, my favorite move.
Oh, yes.
The rosemary there, that is a good look on those drinks.
The smell. The smell is where it's at. Looks good.
It's the smell.
The smell will bring you back from hell.
What is that? It's the smell. Matrix. It's Mr. Anderson.
Agent Anderson? Is that his name? Mr. Anderson. Agent Smith.
Agent Smith.
I went real Aperol spritz style. He's got a big, fat, stemless wine glass. Mm-hmm. I put the rocks in there this time, and then this time, splash of Saint Germain. Stole a little sip on the way in. Aperol Delicious.
Spritz. Tim, I recanted on my original thing. I put in, just in the Christmas spirit, I said, everybody get in here, Cointreau. You're getting in there too.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a little splash.
That's so warm-hearted of you.
That's nice. Yeah, I'm going to sip mine because I'm going to spill it soon.
Yeah, here we go. Sip. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's much better.
That's much improved.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I forgot to do gin. I did vodka instead.
Oh. Then you could put as much fucking champagne in here as you want. You want to bubble it to the top? Go for it. Who cares? It's Christmas.
Who cares? It's Christmas. This is anyone's bet.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yes.
I just had a massive brainstorm, and you can use this. We're all happier with our On the Rocks versions. It's definitely the way to go. But I just thought back to the previous version. You know what would have been kind of cool? You take that bag of cranberries and you keep it all day in the freezer.
They
were frozen. So then when you're putting your garnish in, you're saying, oh yeah, hey babe, I swear it's just a garnish. And then you throw them in there, it's actually cooling down the drink. And she's like, oh honey, this drink is so cold. And you're like, I know,
Tim. Babes love it when you put something unexpected in their drink.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Hey, now
don't get into that shit.
Ooh, man. I see. I even put a little too much. I wanted the bubbles, but I did put too much for the champagne. Oh, folks, this is really important. You don't need to splurge on the champagne for this one. You can use any old shit champagne because you got the king of all maskers, Cran.
Yeah, I used Corbel, and hey, let me tell you, it was so hard for a saborer like me who studies the art of sabrage. It was so hard to open this bottle like a fucking dork, okay? Because you know, I wanted to put my thumb in the pith.
Punt.
I wanted
Surely
to put my thumb in the
cage
punt.
Off there right away.
I wanted to take the cage off, not to mention the foil wrap. And then I wanted to...
That was not a fun one, just foil.
I wanted to slide my saber right along the seam.
The seam, yeah.
I had the same idea, and I almost did it. Here's the thing. I almost did it.
That's what's crazy. Like, for me I didn't dream of it, but you were going to do it.
I almost did it.
Hey, folks, if you want to hear us saber champagne bottles... subscribe to our Patreon. Fucking $5 a month. We're sabering champagne bottles.
We sabered the champagne, then we savored the champagne.
Oh yeah, oh, Tim. Yes, I hate to tell you, we gave that one away.
Fuck. Unlocked in the main feed.
Unlocked in the main.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, hopefully it just gives them a taste of what's to come.
Yeah, maybe they'll get a sense of our sensibility.
If you listen to every episode of The Main and you want to get a sense of our sensibility, check out the Patreon. Yeah.
You're 61 hours in and you still don't really get our vibe.
What is I need another hour a week to really get their sense of
what makes these guys tick? It's funny because it's obvious that like what makes us tick in the Patreon is the drinks we have during this show. Yeah. It makes us TikTok.
Well, okay, let's get into final thoughts. Is this a Dutton Delightful or a Duddy Dud?
This is a Duddy Delightful if you do it your own way. And I think what's so nice about this is Duddy is a laid-back guy. He's a very, to each up his own guy. And do whatever you want.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Now, that is the Pizza Hut brand calzone, Pizzone.
That's right. I should say this too. You can tell my sinuses are all stuffed up. That is also plaguing my taste. I can taste the stuff. It's just not coming through perfectly. I like this round two. I like better because it had a little more of the Cointreau orangey taste.
And you could put a little more of your own personality into it.
Yes. Which you appreciate.
Is it customizable?
Yeah.
T-Man.
Well, yeah, round two is very good because it's on the rocks, folks. Pretend you're making yourself an Aperol Spritz, but it's Christmassy. I did the little splash of Saint Germain, elderflower liqueur, and that helped. It's sweet, but it's got a little bitterness to it. That made this more complex. And I guess like it's funny because I like this round two more, but it made it more of a cocktail and not a punch anymore. You know, like. I'm trying to think what's the way to do this that's easy at a party, because last week we did the Tom and Jerry and we were saying it's great to have that big bowl and everyone's walking around their mugs and it's a conversation starter. I would love to crack the case on how to do this round two like stylies. I haven't cracked up in a long time.
Tim, you're right that like doing the vodka in the cran and getting it cold and putting in the icy cranberries and having that be the thing. Then when people do it to taste, it's the champagne. That's the thing that they're adding to like, I don't like that much champagne or whatever.
Yeah, because I felt cool even just mixing up round two. I mean, I always feel cool. Like, we're a cool guy. But walking back from my kitchen.
You always look cool. I'll say that. Sorry.
What? What is this talk? Looks can be deceiving, my friend.
Very cool. Yeah.
Good. That's cool.
Things are often not as they appear.
Also, Tim picked up his pen to say that. I don't know why he did that.
Pen 15, now on Hulu.
So sorry. Here's my question. So I'm doing Christmas, family Christmas coming up, and I'm going to make some cocktails. And my mom said, do like a Christmassy cocktail this time. I said, okay. And so maybe I'll do this, but yeah, so maybe I'll set out like a bowl of the fucking cold stuff, and then have final next cream. To it the champagne and say, you know, put this as much as you want in after you've filled up your cup.
Here's what
and
you
then
do,
put the and then put this rosemary on the side to put that on the top.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is that the champagne also has to be cold. Put the champagne in one of those champagne buckets.
Yeah.
And
then
maybe let the punch be warm because you don't want ice melting in there.
They'll probably put ice from like the ice bucket as well. A different
Right. You put ice in your glass, then you scoop warm cran vodka into it, and then you tap
that has
it.
That has a bunch of
ice cranberries.
Oranges in it. Ice cranberry, great.
Or like maybe you can zest your own orange, but that works too. Mm-hmm.
But that would look nice to have the rosemary and stuff piled on top of the floating in the bowl, you know?
Oh, you think the rosemary in the bowl?
In addition to the cups, it's nice. You know, it's not, your mom wants something just nice. You're a nice boy.
Just have rosemary every which way.
I'll probably just end up pulling it off
The goddamn Christmas tree. And then also, if you really hate champagne, it wouldn't hurt to have a little club soda nearby. Just do it without the champagne.
That's true.
And then you top it all off with a little bit of Whip Shot whipped cream, Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Cardi B's famous thing. You remember Cardi B, Dad? Remember I showed you the video? You passed out.
Yeah, Dad. Park that Mack truck.
Michael, what do you do? What did you put in this drink? Your father's trying to stir his poinsettia punch with a Christmas tree.
Your father won't stop twerking.
Hey, I put the work into it, Queen. Well, if it's worth it, let me work it. Would you two please?
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Thanks for listening, folks. And ho, ho, ho. Ah.
Happy Halloween. Oh, edit that out.
And I will... I don't want to say right now.
Fair enough. Oh. Yeah, he doesn't have to. We respect that.
All right.
It's my I don't want to say. Well, coy boy.
I am dying of curiosity, though.
Maybe next week we'll find out what you say.
Next week I might say it.
Okay. Goodbye, folks.